Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, May 31st. I hope you're well. Happy Bank Holiday weekend coming up.
Clearly, there is a degree of joy amongst those who oppose Donald Trump.
Donald Trump found guilty of falsifying business records and Gardaí start using body-worn cameras. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has become the first former or sitting US president to be criminally convicted. A jury found him guilty of all 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Jurors deliberated for less than 12 hours before delivering their verdicts. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews is outside the court.
I'm hearing cheers to the left. There is a park opposite the court building with Trump supporters and Trump opponents. And clearly there is a degree of joy amongst those who oppose Donald Trump.
Speaking after the verdict, Donald Trump said that the decision was rigged.
This was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's former lawyer, testified against him during the trial in New York. He told MSNBC, justice has been done.
It's exactly what America needs right now. We need for accountability to be had by all those that break the law. Because, as we like to continuously state, no one is above the law. And today's verdict demonstrates that.
To other news, and the Justice Minister Helen McEntee is welcoming the rollout from today of body-worn cameras for Gardaí. The first phase of the digital evidence management system starts today in Dublin. Minister McEntee says it's been a priority for her to make sure Gardaí are equipped with the cameras.
Ensuring Gardaí are equipped with body cameras has been an absolute priority for me, and I'm so glad to say that from today we will see the very first body cameras on our Gardaí. This is part of my plan to make sure that on Garda Síochána have the tools, the technology, the equipment that they need to first and foremost keep themselves safe.
Three people are in custody this morning after a man died in an assault in Dublin in the early hours of Sunday, January 7th. He was found with serious injuries at an apartment in Lucan and was later pronounced dead in hospital. The man in his 30s was attacked sometime between the 6th of January and the early hours of the next day. Two women in their 40s and a man in his 30s were arrested yesterday as part of the investigation. Sections of new legislation to ban e-cigarettes and tobacco from vending machines are being introduced today. The steps are being taken on World No Tobacco Day, ahead of the law coming in September of next year. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has today begun sections of the Public Health Act 2023 that brings in a ban on the sale by self-service of tobacco products and e-cigarettes. Current law on the sale of cigarettes through vending machines requires the use of discs or cards obtained from staff and also requires oversight by staff. But evidence from the National Environmental Health Service shows self-service vending machines are more accessible to children and teens than over-the-counter sales. The ban will come into effect in September 2025, allowing time for all affected businesses to get ready for the change.
A man has been arrested after Gardaí seized over a quarter of a million euro in cash and four cars in Dublin and Kildare. They searched 38 homes, three business premises and a safety deposit box earlier this week. 109,000 euro of Zopiclone tablets and 4,000 euro of Alprazolam tablets were also found, along with bank drafts, deeds for three Spanish properties, two cash counting machines and designer goods. A man's been taken to hospital after a vehicle crashed into a level crossing in Sutton in Dublin. It failed to stop for Gardaí at a checkpoint on Ormond Quay Lower yesterday evening, and it was then monitored by a number of Gardaí units. The man is being treated in a Dublin hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Dublin City Council has confirmed one of its vehicles was stolen from Parliament Street yesterday evening while a member of its waste management staff was emptying a bin. In entertainment news, actor Jeremy Renner is the latest big name to join the cast of the new Knives Out film. The 53-year-old Avengers star is continuing his comeback after a snowplow accident last year, which left him with more than 30 broken bones. Wake Up Dead Man stars Daniel Craig alongside Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close and Ireland's Andrew Scott. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland women's team take on Sweden in the European Championship qualifier at the Aviva tonight. Kick-off is at 7:30. Influential midfielder Denise O'Sullivan is a doubt for the game because of a knee problem. Manager Eileen Gleeson wants her players to take the game to the opposition.
I mean, look, it's our home game. We want to bring the game to them as well. We know the girls and us as a team want to be assertive and aggressive and then find ways then to have much more quality then up to the higher up the pitch and put them under pressure as well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.